This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Mon Dieu! France plays its second game in the World Cup soccer tournament this Sunday. And French fans everywhere will be rooting for their revered team captain, Zinedine Zidane. He's the son of poor Muslim immigrants from Algeria. You'll recall news reports from France over the last year with stories of discord and unhappiness, even rioting, over the poor social conditions of many of these people. Writer Salman Rushdie says the soccer play of Zinedine Zidane, quote, has done more to improve France's attitude toward its Muslim minority than 1,000 political speeches. From Paris, Genevieve Auger reports.
The atmosphere at the small bar on Paris's left bank is positively explosive. It's standing room only here as the crowd watches the French team play Switzerland. The mood is festive, but pregnant with tense anticipation. Master student Julien Le Tailleur says there are high hopes for the team and especially for captain Zinedine Zidane.
Zinedine Zidane is a very, very, very beautiful player. He has a very good game with the ball. He's the man of the French team. As soon as he has the ball, he becomes magical.
The soccer player of Algerian heritage is the closest thing the French have to a demigod. He consistently comes up as France's favorite personality in public opinion polls, among people of all classes and backgrounds. The crowd has spilled out into the street, where a few homeless people are watching the game through the bar's window, enjoying their cans of beer. Stéphane Hanequin says he's been homeless for 8 years, but he likes to follow the French team and the key players nonetheless.
He's an exceptional player. He's the best player right now. I appreciate him a lot. It's also about what he does off the field. He's an ambassador for the Mycosi something foundation. You know, a childhood disease. He's just an outstanding person. He's humble, and he doesn't act like a star.
Zidane worship can be upscale as well. At this publishing house down the street, employees have gathered to watch the game in one of the meeting rooms. Half men, half women. All are big fans of Zidane's, including Françoise Léger.
I like him a lot because of his simplicity and the fact he is so discreet. I met him, actually, when I was working in a bookstore, and he behaved in a very simple manner. He came in, he bought his book, just like anyone else. I looked at him, just like I'm looking at you, and I can tell he has a real look of peace in his eyes. And I think he can bring a lot to young people.
Zidane became a living legend during the 1998 World Cup final against Brazil. No one ever thought the French team would even make it to the final. But when he scored 2 goals with his head during the final, leading France to a 3-0 victory against the tournament favorites, he became a household name and a powerful symbol of France's multi-ethnic reality. Later on that night, a million people gathered on the Champs-Élysées in Paris to celebrate. The Arc de Triomphe, which had been converted into a huge screen, flashed portraits of Zidane and words like Merci Zizou, Zidane's nickname. This national superstar was born in Marseille, in a public housing project home to poor immigrant families. He learned to play soccer on a concrete square there. His parents were immigrants from Algeria. After being discovered by a talent scout at 14, Zidane went on to an impressive career, playing for teams all over Europe. Zidane's success is particularly meaningful for other young people of non-French background. 26-year-old Malik Baini is from a public housing project in a suburb outside Paris, the kind of place where young people rioted last fall. Like Zidane, Malik's family is from North Africa. He says Zidane means a lot to people like him.
Zidane embodies the hope of winning. He's everything. He manages the playing strategy for the whole team. Thanks to him, the team won the 98 World Cup. It changed a lot of things. And the fact that he's Algerian, it opened the eyes of a lot of people, which was good. That kind of thing is important, you know, because if the French team wins, everyone wins, including the French people.
Of course, Zidane is the kind of minority French society likes. He's discreet, devoted to his family, and a non-practicing Muslim. So there are no special demands, like special dietary needs or asking for time out to pray. The types of demands that have been causing strains in French society as it adapts to its diversifying population. Of course, those strains take a back seat during the World Cup, when Zizou is just the star player. The next French game is Sunday against South Korea. Expect the streets of France to be virtually empty at kickoff time, and most everyone in front of their television sets. For National Public Radio, I'm Geneviève Auger in Paris.
However his team does in the World Cup, Zinedine says after this tournament, he's done with pro soccer.